Hello, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started. Thank you all for being here. Good evening and welcome to Crossroads of Ideas, When Antibiotics Fail. My name is Sam Mulrooney. I'm the Outreach Program Manager here at the Discovery Building and also the Director of the Wisconsin Science Festival. So thank you all for being here. And before we get started, just a couple opening remarks for you all. Today's event marks the third and final installment of our three-part mini-series on productive failure in science. Crossroads of Ideas is a program series presented by the Illuminating Discovery Hub here at the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery and developed collaboratively with UW-Madison and other Discovery Building partners. Crossroads brings together campus experts and community members to explore thought-provoking topics at the intersection of science, society, and the arts. Since its launch in 2014, the series has been a cornerstone of public programming at the Discovery Building, fostering dialogue, curiosity, and connection across disciplines. So we're delighted to have you all with us for this conversation tonight. So throughout this mini-series, we've been exploring the idea that sits at the heart of scientific progress, productive failure. In science, failure is rarely the end of the story. Often it's the moment that reveals something unexpected, challenges assumptions, or points researchers towards a new path. Tonight's conversation looks at this idea through a pressing global challenge: what happens when antibiotics fail, and how scientists are working to understand and respond to antimicrobial resistance. So to help us tonight, that's a big question, we have two of my colleagues here at the Discovery Building, Executive Director of the Tiny Earth Program, Sarah Miller, and Assistant Professor in the Department of Plant Pathology, Dr. Mark Chevrette. First, Sarah will explain a bit more about her amazing work with the Tiny Earth Program, and then Mark will help us explore antimicrobial resistance and what researchers are doing to discover and understand this global challenge. We'll be sure to save time at the end for Q&A. So it is my pleasure to first introduce Sarah, Executive Director of the Tiny Earth Program, and which is an international network of more than 800 instructors across 33 countries that engages roughly 16,000 students each year. Incredible. In the search for new antibiotics from soil bacteria. So her work focuses on STEM education, particularly active and inclusive learning, large-scale institutional change, and faculty development. Sarah is a co-author of several science education publications, including work in Science Magazine, and has received the UW-Madison Teaching Academy Distinguished Teaching Award. So without further ado, welcome Sarah.